Brent Weber has been in the TV and radio business for a long time. He has anchored newscasts, done sideline reporting for professional sports, produced a TV show, and more, learning skills in front of and behind the camera. He's now a graduate student at the University of Oklahoma. He's releasing his first documentary, Real Live Angels, the story of a summer camp for people with special needs.
This is not a sad, you know, weepy, guilt-ridden documentary. This is going to camp. And you going, wow, what have I been afraid of?
Not as scary as you thought, huh?
A little bit scary.
A little bit, but not too bad, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
My daughter was working as a volunteer in the summer at this place, and she was telling me, Dad, this place is just changing my life. And I could see she was maturing and growing, and I went down and shot footage that first time, and I was blown away. I was touched in a way that I knew what she was talking about, and I sensed that I needed to look at myself too. You know, how do I fit into the universe, and how am I treating other people, and, you know, how can I grow? So I would shoot footage thinking I'd like to tell a bigger story someday, not knowing that I would be able to do a documentary on it. But when I began my grad studies and became clear I could do some research surrounding a documentary, well, I sure wasn't going to do it around someone else's documentary. I'll do it around my own. I didn't have any outside resources, so I was able to utilize all my skills and learn some new ones and put it together. And yeah.
How long has this been percolating? What was the timeline between your daughter working there as a volunteer and you going to visit and this, the end of the journey?
2008, I started shooting footage on it. And then realizing shortly thereafter, boy, I'd like to do more, but not focusing on it until around 2011. And then fast forward to now, I did a shoot as recently as February of 2014. But shooting and pulling together story ideas, getting support from Camp Summit, which is the camp that's at the center of this story, was never a problem. They were behind it 100% from the beginning. They're a nonprofit, non-denominational. But, you know, there are nearly 300 camps like this in America, and I wanted to make sure it didn't feel like a commercial for Camp Summit, which it's not. They didn't pay for it. They didn't ask for it, but they've been extremely supportive of it. But it's important for people to understand that this is about inclusion and normalcy with how we look at everyone.
What do you hope that this film does for its viewers?
Makes them step back and stop taking themselves so seriously. For me, I had a cousin named Kayla May, who was about 10 years older than me. She just passed away last year. She had Down syndrome. She grew up at a time when really the norm in society was that people with a severe disability like that were considered, you know, just they're not going to live long lives, just make them happy, that type of thing, which today would just be abhorrent. We understand so much more. What I'm hoping that the film does is that it changes attitudes. It certainly has changed my attitude. There's so many stories that just from this one little place that I couldn't even begin to tell, we don't find out about stories if we don't stop making them about ourselves. We have to look at people. We have to listen to people. We have to talk to people. And that's where we learn about stories that enhance our lives. And I'm hoping that people will see this and go, wow, you know, maybe I can volunteer more. Maybe I can just talk to someone more. Maybe I should call my cousin or my aunt or uncle who I haven't. Maybe I shouldn't ostracize that person from my life because I'm not perfect either.
I was wondering, is there an experience you had at the camp shooting the film that really stuck with you?
There's a little boy who there's a great backstory on him or a future story on him. His name is Christian. And Christian is all over the place. All over the place. This kid's as active. He's like a normal little 8-year-old kid, except he's partially blind. He's deaf, doesn't speak well, has no control over his, you know, his facial muscles, things like that. But if you saw him, he's got like a little mohawk. He's just like a regular little 8-year-old kid. Anyway, I then learned a couple of months ago that Christian has just undergone a surgery 4 years later that will hopefully give him use of muscles in his face, that as a 12 or 13-year-old, he'll be able to smile for the first time. Now, it didn't dawn on me he couldn't smile because he was so energetic and happy. But how wonderful is that story going forward that, you know, here's this little kid who was making me laugh and smile. Everybody's having a great time. and something as simple as being able to curl up the end of his lips, he'll be able to do that.
Brent has shown real live angels to audiences in California, Oklahoma, and Texas. He's currently working on submitting it to film festivals and hopes it will reach and touch a wide audience. For Assignment Radio, I'm Madeline Stebbins.